Testing, 1, 2. This is the Mr. Nobody podcast.
Episode 41.
40 wonderful. So I've been undergoing some fundamental changes in my thinking. Not because
I've been smart
or courageous. I suppose there is some
bit of courage
with what I'm doing because I'm willing to go places that I don't know what's there.
I didn't mean to let you die.
I fear those places. But when it comes to restructuring my feelings about my dead son, and yet
to listen, to hear,
to rethink, if only to say, we don't know everything, we don't know shit. So, see what else is out there. There's a couple areas of my mental life. And isn't that what we are, really?
A mental life?
For example, somebody who's had a catastrophic accident and a brain injury. You hear people refer to them how they were before the accident, how they are now. Famous cases of that. Bud Powell, Lester Young. Due to violence. I've known a few people who have completely changed their personality. Not on purpose. With the use of drugs. I met one guy, we were teenagers, we were in a circle smoking.
A joint.
And he had just the weirdest affect. When we were alone, he told me that a couple years before he had smoked with this person that I knew of, and that the joint had PCP in it, and that he had essentially
lost his marbles.
Was in a psych ward for a year, and the way it affected him completely changed him and made him what he was today on that day. He said he still likes smoking pot because it calmed him down. But I felt a little strange because
same activity
led to him being able to be poisoned with the PCP. But he communicated with me. Instead of us group of younger kids judging him as a weirdo, our little private conversation engendered a lot of closeness.
He was somewhat apologetic for his personality. But as soon as he told me his story, all that was gone.
I accepted it, and we were close. Even for those few minutes, a new baseline, a new honesty.
A new reality.
So I want to take myself to task a little bit. Because
this much enmity towards my my son
is not healthy. I think there has to be a better reason than that. Hating what he did, and in some part, hating him for doing it, is like a poison. I feel it. I don't just think it.
I fucking feel it.
Is that possible? Isn't it just in my mind? A judgment? A judgment?
Reading helps a lot
because people have taken the time out of their lives to think out good arguments.
And that process of thinking, speaking,
testing, and then writing them down, rereading them, and seeing if they hold up is a very profound
distillation of knowledge,
technique, and attitude adjustment. It's important to determine whether or not your ideas hold water. I know I've got some holes in mine, in my reasoning, holes that are drilled by
hard feelings,
resentments, and blame. I recently read a few pages based on the concept of blame. How it is something that we condemn some person for, or some entity or group. And it's some transgression in the past. And the weird thing is, I know I would have forgiven my son for what he did, or for getting involved in taking heroin again, as ridiculous and fucked up as that is. I understand it. I understand the impulse to break something that's not broken. Shake up an otherwise not shaken up realm of yourself. I don't consider it wise what he did, going back to use heroin. He used it when he was younger. And then at 23, decided he needed another round. And again, I'm not judging that, I'm just stating it. Because that's what he did. I was thinking that if I shot heroin, or snorted it, or whatever, I would know what it felt like. And I found heroin that he dropped in our little apartment. Two little bags. And I considered trying it. He swore up and down that it was not his, it belonged to his friend. And I'm like, what fucking friend did you have in our apartment who's a heroin user? He quickly came around to the truth. My son would do that. He would try a deflection, but he, within minutes, would generally admit or cop to the truth of a situation. And I don't know if that was a way to manipulate me, but I don't think so. Because then we were able to say, well, that's what it is. Let's deal with it. but I don't blame him for being bored or stressed out or wanting to have an alternate reality. I know he was working hard at school, and 4 years of college when you're young might seem like a lifetime. Felt like a lifetime for me when I was in my 30s. It took me 6 years. Six beautiful years. I never worked that hard in my life. I've done labor. I've worked hard. But school was the hardest I ever worked. So I understand. I guess I understand. I think maybe the route that I trip on is heroin itself. And if I had taken that heroin that I found, that I would have the knowledge. Oh, this is what it is. This is what you like. This painkiller. Forgiven him, or at least worked with it. One of the things that hurts the most is that he killed himself with it, and it ended our real relationship. Now I have this artificial ghosty thing. With myself. Sometimes I think he really comes to me. But it's not like, you know, real life. So I think one of the problems that I have is being unable to forgive my dead son. Because there's no future. There's no constructive whatever next day. And I saw in these pages that I was obstinately shutting that door with blame. In some basic way, I don't see any paths forward. I see my own reflection in the mirror. How could his death affect me so much? Thank you. happiness is just a utility. The future is just a an abstraction. Maybe the future is an abstraction, that there is no future for anyone. It's just a bunch of sewn together nows. But if you sew shitty nows together, I don't think I'm saying anything that crazy by saying you're going to get shittier nows. And that's what we call a future. A bad one. Some drug addicts have been reaching out to me saying they never intended to be drug addicts. And they often refer to themselves as junkies, which I respect. I personally don't like all this soft talk. I wouldn't want anyone soft talking to me about my bullshit. Not really. Anyway, these, various drug addicts, former, some of them current. And by current, I mean they're still haunted and being chased by the desire to succumb to their addiction. At least to a degree that they state that. And I'm sure my son was like that. Or he would have come to me and said, "Dad, I still think about using heroin." Said.
I would have said, "Don't. Please, don't." I would have asked him why. Why now? What is is it that you're truly seeking? And that you're using the drug for? Well, seek some deeper connection. Or some deeper gulf of separation from something that we feel we don't want to be connected to. Maybe that's just the pleasure, pain principle. With my son, I don't know if it was seeking pleasure or distancing himself from pain.
I didn't mean to let you down.
Those are very deep questions I'm asking myself. I haven't wanted to understand. Because no amount of understanding something so permanent. It won't make me feel better. But I would tell him, don't.
Without you.
Don't leave me here. Dissolve into your own darkness. And relinquish. This sliver of time. But I would tell him, don't.
Sometimes I have these communications with you, where I talk to you, where I feel your life. It's mysterious to me what really goes on
in your mind.
I only know what you tell me and the result of your actions and what that tells me.
And I'm not even certain
I'm interpreting anything correctly. The heartbreak
is beyond words.
It's beyond thinking.
Precedes
reason. It's something I think all animals feel.
So many of our branches
have stopped growing, withered and fallen away. I'm devastated that you're one of those branches. And now, so am I.
I know it's not right to say this, but we were supposed to be something else.
We were supposed to share ourselves and help other people.
So it's not just about us,
but what we could have been, what we were supposed to be.
Every few days, son, I feel your entire being. And I ask you, what the fuck? What the fuck is this?
I wish there was a nicer way to say it, but this doesn't deserve poetry or eloquence.
It demands honesty.
I love you so much.
What the fuck?
And I'm not sure how to proceed.
But I will pledge
to go into the unknown.
If for nothing else, just to
have something to do. Goodbye again. Mr. Nobody. Out.
There's something creeping in your heart again. I should have seen it in your eyes. I only see you from behind. You took a beating in your heart again. I didn't mean to let you die. Something creepy about the sunset. I've been feeling it for miles. I only know because it's mine. You took a beating in your heart again. I'm gonna drag myself till I'm way high in the sky. Mama, my piano cries. Taking photographs that are lost inside our minds. There's a snake in every garden. Tabs on every soul. I only saved you from the stars. You took a beating in your heart again. And that's the story of a lost and lonely love. That's the meaning of your life.